time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Yes, it is tea time. Starting off with Selena Gomez. Her new single, Lose You to Love Me, blowing up everywhere. Everybody's talking about it. And here is Selena herself talking about the meaning.
Well, I wrote this song over a year ago. It's obviously a very emotional song for me. But it's interesting to see how far I've come from that point to now. And me sharing my story is exactly what I've always done. Because I can't be unauthentic. I can't, you know, pretend that I'm, you know, not going through something when it's obvious that I had been.
It's so interesting to me that they're like, some people are saying it's about her ex-boyfriend, Justin Bieber. Yeah, I think she herself, maybe she won't go out and say his name, but, you know, she's being raw and real and transparent.
Very obvious.
Yeah. I mean, what do you guys think of the song?
I don't hate it, but I mean, I'm not like bopping it in my car, but Live the Web Girl, you saying you were in love with
it. I am obsessed with it. I actually have been playing it on repeat while I'm driving, and so I love it. But that also might be because I relate, because Justin Bieber broke my heart too.
Oh, the babes.
So, yeah.
I wonder what he thinks about it. That would be the most interesting thing.
I don't think he cares.
I know. He's all married and happy. But hey, this is great, and I'm glad she has new music and she's doing well. Moving over to The Late Late Show with James Corden, Demi Moore reveals the worst movie she has ever made.
Actually, that one is easy. It's Parasite in 3D.
Parasite in 3D.
Did you miss that one too?
I missed it.
Yeah,
did
I did too. I did not see that.
You didn't see Parasite in 3D?
No, or in regular D.
Did that win an Oscar? No, that's really funny.
She was nominated.
She went on to say that she is and always has been an equal pay pioneer. She talks about her male co-stars that didn't deserve more money than her, and she jokes one of them was Bruce Willis, her ex-husband. I love their relationship. It's so great. Lamar Odom talking about relationships that weren't so great. I did not know this. He had a relationship with Taraji P. Henson before he got with Khloe Kardashian.
Things ended with Taraji because of me being an immature punk. I didn't know how to tell her that I was falling in love with another woman named Khloe Kardashian.
I had no idea. So he said he learned a lot from her. She was like an older woman, but then that's when he got with Khloe. But obviously that didn't work out because he stepped out on her a bunch of times. And he's had an interesting life and he almost died. Definitely faced addictions and...
The way he almost died, though, is one hell of a way to go out.
Yeah.
I'm being serious. Like, that's a way to go out if you're going out.
Hopefully he's changed his ways, though, because once you come that close to death, hopefully it's a huge wake-up call. So.
Yeah, if that doesn't wake you up, nothing will.
Nothing will.
How did I get here?
And lastly, if you need a last-minute Halloween costume idea, over on Jimmy Fallon, he's reading some hashtag my worst costume.
This first one here is from at Jody Colombo. She says, my grandmother wrapped my cousin up in tinfoil for Halloween and said he was a Hershey's Kiss. Everyone thought he was leftovers. This one's from at MemeFinder69. He says, I went as a hand last Halloween. I spent the whole night getting hit in the face. It's like, high five. High five. High five. This one's from at Rachel Lees. She says, in 2017, we all went out as a family group of superheroes. Superman, Supergirl, and Wonder Woman. Last second, my youngest demanded she dress as poop. This one's from at Kelly the Walsh. She says, I got 50 people at my high school to wear all gray and sunglasses so we could be 50 shades of gray. I was told it wasn't school appropriate, and we had to enter the costume contest as Pavement.
I love that.
That's
that
a
is
good
your
one.
Tea.
All right, McKenzie with the tea here on Joe and McKenzie. Listen, I know I give him a hard time, but I really do love pork chop. But after what happened yesterday, I don't think we can disc golf together ever again. I mean,
what went down?
Listen, you don't have to say anything. I'll tell you what went down. I'll tell you what happened next here on Joe McKenzie on Radio Now.